There are 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville. There are 2,563 railway stations in Great Britain. How do I know? Well, I read it. Jeff Marshall has written it. He's planning on visiting them all, and he joins me now. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Ray. Hello.
Yeah. So you want to go to every railway station in Britain. Why?
I don't know why. I should come up with an answer for that. Well, because so it's not just me. It's myself and my fiancée, Vicky. We like railways. We're from London. I have a bit of a tube obsession. I've held the record for travelling to all the stations on the Underground in the fastest time possible. And this is sort of, by extension, is the larger version of that. When someone said, I wonder how long it would take you to travel to all the national rail stations in Britain. And the answer is about 12 weeks. And we're 4 weeks into that 12-week journey.
That's going to be an expensive thing to do. How are you financing it?
Yeah, so we sat down back last summer and we were like, can we really do this? Because it had been an idea that we've been sort of, you know, talking about for ages. And we did a Kickstarter campaign, which is very popular nowadays for funding all kinds of projects. And the product that you get out of our Kickstarter is that every day we're making a daily video and we're posting it to YouTube. And at the end of it, we'll make like a proper documentary. So we put out word on the internet. We literally posted a YouTube video saying, hey, everybody, if you chuck in a few quid, you can fund our journey. And delightfully, like 1,500 people backed us. We have 1,500 official backers, and they gave us money to go off on this incredible journey around Britain.
That's the way to do it. Allthestations.co.uk is your website. I've just had a look. And as we mentioned, 2,563. You've done 844. You're in Norwich. That's probably where it ends if you want to get back to London, because England is isolated from the East at weekends.
I know. We've got to be on the 9:38 in a minute to go back to Ely, and then at Ely we're changing again this morning. I know. And so far we've sort of done sort of most of south and southeastern England, and this is our first sort of foray. We came through Essex 2 days ago, up to Suffolk. We're in Norfolk today, and after today we sort of head in Midlands and Wales, and it all gets a bit more remote, and there are some very remote stations out there that we're worried about doing. So yeah,
even the main lines though cause problems with bus replacement. Have you turned up at a station thinking, oh good, I'm going to tick off two or three here, and there's a double-decker bus waiting for you?
Yeah, you say that. So tomorrow we're coming back down the line from Lowestoft back down through, we get down towards Braintree, and yeah, I know Greater Anglia, there's a replacement, the dreaded rail replacement bus we've actually got tomorrow evening on the way home. So, but that's fine. We'll take it in our stride. It's fine.
This week you've been in Essex. I know you did the Southminster branch. Sadly, yeah. I couldn't catch up with you then. I mean, what do you make of these stations? Because here we are in some cases just 40, 50 miles from London, and you could be in the middle of nowhere. And some people say you are.
Well, this is the great thing. We have the support of there's a brilliant organisation called the Rail Delivery Group. They're currently running this campaign called Britain Runs on Rails. And it's about saying to people, look, you know, get out there, explore the railways, which is part of why we're doing it. We're not just train nerds. We're trying to say, look, there are some amazing places you can go by rail. So, yeah, we went to Southend. We did the pier. We went to Shoeburyness. But more amazing for me, we did North Essex early in the week, and we ended up at Walton-on-the-Naze. And suddenly I had this flashback that I'd been there as a child, as like a five-year-old boy, and I was having, you know, memories from literally 40 years ago. And then we went down to, Clacton, which is just down the coast. And again, it was like, you forget that it's there, this brilliant seaside town, you know, and there's the pier, and there's Mantling Candy Floss, and you're like, this is only an hour on the train from London, and people get so caught into, like, I get the train to go to work, that they forget there's all these fantastic places that you can visit quite quickly, you know, by train. So I love it. I'm not making this up or just saying it to pander to you guys. I loved Walton-on-the-Naze and Clacton, and I want to go back and spend more time there.
There is something special about pulling into a seaside town on a train, isn't there? I mean, the one I think of, I've done it a couple of times, is the Swanage Preserved Railway, and that's just like going back 20, 30, 40, 50 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Where's another one we did? We pulled into Weymouth a couple of weeks back, and I'm not making this up. Literally, as we pulled in, this seagull kind of swooped and landed on top of the train, and it was like a perfect picture postcard moment. And that, you know, the seagulls are flapping around, and there's just the smell of chips in the air, and there's, you know, kids having fun. And I'm not going to be saying this when we're in industrial Manchester in Yorkshire, but I am enjoying some of the coastal resorts at the moment. Yes.
What about the standard of the maintenance of some of the stations, Jeff? Because these were beautiful, grand buildings making a statement when they were built 100, 150 years ago, but in many cases they're in a bit of a state, aren't they?
It varies. I'm not going to lie. We came through Reading station the other day, and that was in a terrible state until just last year, a couple of years ago. Network Rail invested a lot of money, and now it looks like the blinking Death Star. It's got sort of gangways and escalators, and they've put a lot of investment in. Sadly, there are some other stations which could do with a lick of paint. And weirdly, we were in Felixstowe yesterday, where there's a modern station, but 100 yards away is like the old Victorian station, where you can see it's still there, and it's now been turned into a shopping centre. And part of me really wishes we had sort of the old style Victorian station still in existence and not some of the modern ones. But you're right, you know, but we're an advocate for railways, and we want more people to use trains, because the more people that use them, then the railway companies go, okay, we can invest in these stations and in our services, and the more people that use them, it will promote the stations and they'll get better. So yeah, people should get out of their car and get onto the train.
Jeff, you're in Essex, which is the home of the hyphen. I mean, you went to Walton hyphen on hyphen the hyphen Nays and Burnham hyphen on hyphen Crouch. I mean, we beat the rest of the country when it comes to hyphens, don't we?
Someone was looking up. They were doing stations with ampersands in, and I think they came up with a list of like the 93 stations which have got ampersands in. We should get our stats guy on that. The county that has the most hyphenated stations, Essex, might just win that award. If that's an award, we'll send that to you. We'll print it out on a bit of paper. Well done, Essex, for the most hyphenated stations.
Brilliant. We'll do hyphens well. Jeff, we wish you well and enjoy your journey. Perhaps we can catch up with you again when you get nearer towards the end of completing your task.
You should do that. And can I get a quick social media plug, because we like people to get in touch and say hi. If you're on Facebook and Twitter, just search for the phrase all the stations, and we're happy to meet people and chat people and all that kind of stuff. So all the stations.
All right, Jeff, good to speak to you. I hope that double-decker bus turns up for you later today.
Thank you, Ray.
Cheers, mate. Allthestations.co.uk on social media. Just search out All the Stations. A great idea. And just travel around the world, or at least around the country on train, and people are paying for it. But with a good reason as well. Jeff Marshall, and the site again, allthestations.co.uk.